You're listening to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with your hosts Greg Barrett and Kane Holloway. DTBFFpodcast@gmail.com.
Yep.
It's where you can send your questions. We got questions. You can also send them to our Instagram, DTBFFpodcast.
Let's start with a question.
Okay. Question it is. Is everyone a fucker or is Snapchat a fucker? Dear Kane and Greg and Pat.
Snapchat, next letter.
Okay. Anonymous says, feel free to use this fuckery for the podcast. I just asked that I remain anonymous. About a week ago, one of my closest friends texted me and asking if I was comfortable with my brother staying at her apartment for a weekend because she lived close to an event he had bought tickets to. I almost fell out of my chair when I read this, considering my brother and her have never spent more than 5 minutes together or had a conversation.
I wonder if that's true.
Yeah, that can't be true. I was really confused at the fact they were even talking, and because my brother has been in a 3-year relationship with his girlfriend. I asked how this even came up, and she told me that they had been talking via Snapchat. At first, I tried to see this from her perspective. I said she was an adult and could make her own decisions, but I thought it was weird. She continued to tell me that my brother had told her he was hiding their communications while his girlfriend was around, so she didn't ask questions about them. I started to get really uncomfortable with all of this and told my friend that I wasn't okay with him staying there and that this was my worst nightmare.
Okay.
All right. Clearly, they had been talking way more than what I was aware of, and I found this whole situation unfair to my brother's girlfriend, who is a very nice person and someone I respect. I confronted my brother and told him he needed to be honest about his behavior to his girlfriend, and he said that he would. Meanwhile, my friend was apologizing continuously for her part in the situation. I had talked to my mom about this a few times to get another opinion on my feelings and also let her know about the situation, considering my brother still lives at home and my parents are very close with his girlfriend. I haven't heard anything from my friend, my brother, or my parents, and just assume he decided to sell the tickets or get a hotel. Are we at the end of the story already?
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I deleted Snapchat off my phone a year ago, which both my brother and friend knew, so I re-downloaded it to see if they had posted anything together. Sure enough, they had. They had already spent one night together and no one said a word to me. I texted my friend and she basically gaslighted me, saying hotels were too expensive and she didn't know what else to do. I told her that doing this behind my back was really shady and asked what the purpose was of her asking my opinion if she was just going to do it anyway. She said that she respects me and wanted to keep me in the loop. LOL. LOL. I love where those are. I texted my brother's girlfriend to let her know what was going on. Fucking ratted her brother out. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
You ratted your brother out? That is cold-blooded.
You were looking in the wrong place for the fucker.
Yeah, dog. For sure. Oh, man.
Oh, that's so fucked.
That's fucked up.
That is so fucked up.
I also called my parents and confronted them for lying to me about this. It has been a few days, and I have heard nothing from my brother or my friend. I feel betrayed by my entire family and one of my best friends. I don't understand why this happened and why they all lied to me. I would love your opinion on if they are all fuckers or I am missing something. Also, thank you for making me laugh every week and calling out the bullshit. I never thought I would have to write in about a fucker, but here we are. Love, love, love the podcast from another GGE fan. Well, shit.
Wow.
Sorry.
You're not going to get the answer I think you're looking for.
You're not going to like this.
You're not going to like it at all.
No.
And I'd like to be on your side.
Yes, absolutely.
However. All of these are adults.
Yes.
All operating on their own set of choices.
Yes.
None of them involve you.
Absolutely.
Not any of them involve you, except for the fact that your friend called you and asked you about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really not, none of this is your business.
Mm-mm.
I hate to say that.
Yeah.
And I really don't know about telling the girlfriend.
I don't like it.
I don't like it.
I don't like it. Have your brother's back. I know he's cheating. But at the same token, that's a bridge for him to cross.
You've
now inserted yourself into
drama. These
people
have made their own mess.
Yeah. The coolest part that you could have done is just watched it fall apart on its own. You didn't need to be involved in it. But now you're...
And said to your brother and to the friend, I don't want to be a part of any of this.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Yeah.
And I don't want to have been complicit in knowing about it.
Right.
And then having to lie about it. And as far as the parents are concerned, I don't really understand what their part in it is.
Yeah. It would have been one thing if the girlfriend called you and asked where your brother was and you felt uncomfortable with lying to her. And then you couldn't help it. And you felt like, okay, I'm just going to tell her. That's completely different.
Right.
You know, that I understand. But to go out of your way to fuck his shit up, you're inserting yourself into something that, I mean, we said it, does not involve you. You don't need to be in this shit. Family stuff gets really sticky. Mm-hmm. It's very, very much like, I feel like this is my business, when really it's not.
It isn't.
And
just because somebody's related to you doesn't mean that they're your business.
Yeah. Your brother needs to, he needs to make this mistake so he doesn't make it in the future.
Right.
Or maybe he does, because he's being a fucker and your friend is being a fucker. And from what we know of the girlfriend, she's getting fucked. She's taking bullshit.
Yeah, she's taking bullshit.
But you're reporting it. So we don't, you know, like, we're involved now.
Because what could that, by telling that girl, what could she do? She has nothing left except for to confront her boyfriend now.
Mm-hmm. I don't know why the family is lying to you. I don't know why the mom and dad are involved at all.
Right.
I don't like that the brother has involved everyone and that you've inserted yourself. It all just seems like everyone's too nosy and too comfortable with going like, all right, so, hey, mom, dad, you mind being my wingman while I go fuck this other girl? Oh, no. Yes, son, have a good time. What the fuck? That's weird.
The sentence that stands out the most to me is, I re-downloaded Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing right now?
You know what you're doing.
What are you doing right now?
Mm-hmm.
You're re-downloading Snapchat.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want you to get the impression that our show doesn't love you. We do love you.
We do.
And we're on your side.
Absolutely.
That's why we're being honest with you.
Yeah. This is not your business. If this was your boyfriend, absolutely this is your business.
Yeah.
You know, we get emails in sometimes where they're like, my friend's boyfriend or my friend's girlfriend is do it. And they're saying it from their point of view like it. But it, I mean, it just doesn't, you mm-hmm. know? I've had family members fuck up and then tell me later that they fucked up in really big ways. And I just sit and I laugh. My family are close, but not close enough to go, hey, don't do that. Because they're going to do that.
Yeah.
This is how it rolls.
Yeah.
So your brother was going to do this regardless.
Totally.
Your friend was going to do this regardless.
They wanted to do it.
They wanted to do it.
They planned it.
You don't know what's going on in the relationship either. Your brother's obviously falling out with his girlfriend. And instead of being a human being about it, instead of being the boyfriend and being a big person in general and just going up and saying, like, I don't think I can do this with you. I think we need to break up. And then going to the concert, which is fucked to not, like, give it, like, a minute, you know, just a straight go. But at least he broke up with her first and then went and did Molly with your friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's all there really is to say about that.
Yeah. Take yourself out of the equation.
Yeah, do yourself a favor.
Yeah, you'll this will be a lot less of a headache. Your brother's business is not your business.
Let us know how it all works out, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, tell us what happens.
Yeah, email
I'm curious
back in.
To see what happens.
Yeah, and also your brother's being a fucker.
He is, but he's not being a fucker to you.
No, not at all.
Neither is your friend.
Mm-mm.
They don't know you.
No, and if we see him on the street, we're going to throw stuff at him.
Mm-hmm.
That's just how we roll on this show.
Totally. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, are you sick of taking bullshit from fuckers and want direct help from Greg and myself? We hold a bi-monthly workshop on Zoom for people who not only want to stop taking bullshit from fuckers, but want to recognize fuckers before they even smell the bullshit. We have helped many people from our workshops. Previous attendees have said, thank you for the tune-up, DTBFF crew. I will definitely utilize this again and again. Go to don'ttakebullshitfromfuckers.bigcartel.com to secure your seat and stop taking bullshit from fuckers. You can also find this link in the show's description.
Don't This is the theme song for What Does This Mean Song. The theme song for What Does This Mean Song. We'll read a self-help quote, and they're definitely not memes. Memes are something completely different than quotes. Quotes are supposed to help you through all the bullshit in your life. And memes are like that poster of that cat hanging from a tree. And it says, hang in there, baby, or Mondays, am I right? Mondays, am I right? So if you can think of a different title, then we'll probably change it.
We got memes. Greg, this one comes from B. Smithereen. All the love, all the way, from little old New Zealand.
Oh, right on.
Can you do a New Zealand accent?
No.
Neither can I.
No, and I don't want to offend people.
Yeah, I'm not going to attempt it.
Yeah.
You guys give me life. Keep being fucking awesome. Here's a short one for Greg. I'm fucking here, too. What the fuck? Here's a short one for Greg. You don't own thumbs up, thumbs down on the show. Are you fucking the czar of meme segment? What kind of bullshit is this?
It does sort of seem like I am the last word in memes.
I don't understand. You get a fucking haircut and you come in here looking sharp. Now people think you run memes. Short one for Greg. You know who else is here? Pat. He also gets a say. What the fuck?
I love it. Let's hear it.
All right, you ready? Okay, you ready? You will repeat what you don't repair.
Like when you say it, it doesn't add up, really? Doesn't it completely make sense?
Yeah.
You repeat what you don't repair?
Repeat what you don't repair. Repeat what you don't repair.
I feel like... Okay.
How does that feel? Doesn't feel good, does it? Well, so they should repair and come back with a different meme that blows your mind.
Yeah, they will, it doesn't blow my mind. Yeah. It doesn't blow my mind.
Don't repeat if you don't repair. B. Smithereen. You hear me?
Yeah. I know how these things catch you, though. You read something, and in the moment, it makes sense to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I've had more than my fair share of memes that I was like, that's great. And then I read it on here, and I'm like, that is just terrible.
Yes, I do it all the time.
God, it's just horrible.
I do it all the time. I posted one on the Instagram. This is a Charles Bukowski quote. We are here to laugh at the odds and live our lives so well that death will tremble to take us.
That's good.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I came with it. I got you up to about a semi.
It took a semi.
You're a semi right now. Yeah. You're semi.
Yeah. Still a little soft.
Nothing wrong with that. Hey, at least the blood's somewhere.
So terrible.
I know.
If you hate this show, I don't blame you. If you're hating this show right now, I'm with you.
Why? Well, we got so many messages about last week's episode. Last week, we talked in depth about the fucking movie date.
Oh, my God.
I went in excruciating detail.
Mm-hmm.
And you loved it, as far as my memory will let me recall.
No, I don't think that's... I think if you play it back, you're going to find a different result.
I'm going to start with some negatives, okay?
Okay.
I want to get the negatives right out of the way. I am shocked. I'm shocked. I put a fucking poll out, and I regret doing it. I regret it. I put out...
My phone doesn't... I don't even pick my phone up during the show. Kane lives through the phone during our show.
Yeah, there's so much on it. So much of the show is on this fucking phone. What do you think of the movie theater date? And it's our fucking emojis.
And if you're just joining us, this doesn't mean going to a movie theater and having a date, which is absolutely perfect. Just fine. And as movie theaters begun to start reopening and stuff, that's a great idea for a day.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. If they're open in your area.
Right.
If they are.
Right.
But I put out a poll about the movie theater date where I recreate the movie theater.
Experience from top to bottom.
In my home. From tickets all the way to the fucking trailers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got it all planned out. And I said, what do you think of the movie theater date? I put a poll. 100% yes or no way were the two options. 55% of our audience says no way. No way. 55% of our listening audience said no way. What the fuck, guys? Do you guys hate whimsy? Do you guys hate love? Positivity? Fuck you guys.
God!
I got to sit down and make my tickets. And then I'm going to make the menu that hangs behind the wall.
This is
for
so
the snacks.
Fucked. This is fucked up. Some fucking guy. You follow him, actually. Cyrillum 1?
Yeah.
Says, it's bad, guys. Really bad. That's what he said. This is some bullshit. You non-imagination having sons of bitches.
That's my buddy Seth. He gets it.
Seth, man, Seth, you don't know shit. Let's see what else we got here.
I actually have one from a friend who is a listener of the show. Carly writes in to say, this guy is always just filling time. What's his idea for the third date? Pretending to renew your driver's licenses?
Seriously.
That's funny.
Seriously.
That's really funny.
He can't just let the date happen.
The
one thing he doesn't really want to be is with you. He wants you to play a game of some kind with him. And you've got to struggle through the game.
Can you
be quiet the whole time? Can you pretend to go to a movie in my lobby? Can you pretend to buy snacks now? Here come the trailers. Here's the movie. Can you pretend with me?
Yes, can you? Can you?
Let's get our driver's license renewed. Here's what I've done.
That's not a date.
I've gotten 7 or 8 neighbors to make a line.
Who goes out and regular
that we're
going to
stand in?
I get my neighbors.
At the DMV.
I'm just going around. Hey, Jason. Jason. Hey, man. You want to pretend to go to the DMV? Jason. Jason? Okay, I'll try tomorrow. That's fucked up. Who goes to the DMV on a date? You know, that is not comparable.
It is totally comparable.
It's not comparable.
That's like the funniest joke on the show.
It is.
It's so
it
funny.
Is.
It's so funny.
She's right, but also that's some bullshit.
Here's another way I won't get to know you.
Shh, shh, shh. No. Can't talk to me while I'm in line. I'm next.
Yeah, I forgot to tell you, in this scenario, we don't know each other.
We meet in line. It's a meet cute.
Oh, it's a meet cute at the DMV.
At the DMV.
Oh, it's beautiful.
We both are walking out. We're walking out with our brand new licenses, and then we run into each other, and we drop your license. Oh, is this your license? Is this your license? I'm Kane. And then I take her license, and I go home with it. And then it's not until I get pulled over by a cop, quote unquote a cop, played by Pat on his motorcycle. Was I speeding, officer? And he's like, you don't look like you have blonde hair. Oh, no. The Alan Brand, I talked about this, and he goes, it amazes me to hear the difference. When I told some friends, I told my friends Holly and Brad, and it was on my Instagram. And he goes, it amazes me to hear the differences to how Holly and Brad were super into the idea of your home movie theater date and then Greg shitting all over it. I will say it sounds super cute, but it also sounds like one of those things I would have been talked into when I was still an active Mormon. And we needed wholesome dates where parents could chaperone so you don't get too handsy. Fucking, okay.
That's perfect.
This is some bullshit because you can do all the fucking on this date.
Oh, no, don't try and redeem it with sex.
I said that.
No.
Did I or did I not say you can fuck on this date?
I don't think you said you can fuck on this
date. I absolutely said you can fuck on this date.
You can't, but because this is a second date.
No, you can put it wherever. Put it at any date. Whatever, man. I am not here to defend or continue
to... Of course
to
you add, are.
Well, that, yes, I am here to do that. I got one from Samantha. She says it's absolutely magic. And then she also hit up the show and said, I would honestly burst into tears in the best possible way. 10 out of 10 date idea. What's up?
I meet you in the lobby with fake tickets and you burst into tears.
They're not even well written either. They're not well written. Ooh, Paige, YSP Paige, says, I would try the silent date if I was really into a guy. The movie theater date would make me really into a guy. When Kane posted a while back clips from his real-life movie theater friend date, I talked about it with a few of my lady friends that had also seen it and were all in complete agreement that it was cheesy as fuck. And also one of the cutest date ideas we had ever seen.
Greg's disapproval of this date makes me question the 15 years of dating advice I have taken from him. Only kidding, Greg. Love you very much. But in all seriousness, this date and the effort that goes into it is solid 10 out of 10. Two 10 out of 10s. What's up? The fuck's up?
I mean, there is a pity part of it.
Like, unreal.
Like, that kind of cute. Like where you're like, oh, this is adorable.
Unreal.
The way you would feel for a five-year-old who did it. Like you're like, oh, this is so cute. Like you're, there is that. There is there. Like look at his little paper tickets that he made.
You are a
there
monster.
Is that. There's a pity part of it.
You're a monster.
I actually have one from listener Diana. It says here, look at me being eight other people so I don't have to be myself.
Wow. Holy shit.
First I don't let you talk to me, then I'm eight other people. That's hilarious.
For like a split second.
That's hilarious.
I'm me on the date until I'm the ticket kiosk guy.
And the ticket tear guy.
Ticket tear guy and point to the theater. I'm not doing different accents.
And then candy counter guy.
The concession stand guy. He crushes it. And he's getting you food. Ungrateful. Who is that?
Diana.
Diana, you ungrateful motherfucker.
You're going to have a lot of leftover candy at your house.
Yeah, I will. And I'm going to give it to you. Oh. It's all yours now.
I'm quitting.
Yeah. Unreal. Brody, who got my back, said, tell Greg he's just not a romantic. I did the restaurant thing for my wife this year for Valentine's Day since we can't really go out. That's where it fucking came from. Okay, if it weren't for COVID, I'd be going to the movies like everybody else. But I wanted to go to the movies, and I couldn't. So I made the fucking movies at my house. God damn it. I'm mad. I don't know why Diana bugged me, but Diana got to me.
Here's the thing. I don't miss the ticket guy. Like, I miss the movies. I miss them too. But I never think to myself, I wish somebody would tear this for me. I wish someone would tear this for me. Like, I don't.
I choked on my coffee. I don't miss the ticket guy. I do. I love that guy. Oh, man.
I have candy in my drawer. I'm happy to just get it out. I don't have to purchase it from somebody.
Whatever, man. Brody continues, he said, I made a menu and surprised her with a private restaurant experience. I was the chef, host, waiter, and her fucking date. She loved it. She bragged about me to her friends and coworkers. We're setting the bar too high for Greg. That's why he protests so much. Also, maybe romantic comedies just ruined us and made us think that this was what you have to do to win the girl. In which case, Greg is complicit. Ooh, put you in the hot seat, baby.
Holy shit.
Play French chanson music. Dim the lights, made everything from scratch. And then he goes, dot, 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 come on, man, which is my catchphrase.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. I'm always just begging for approval. Come on, man.
It's true. It's funny. I am a romantic.
Are you?
Yeah.
Because you sound like the exact opposite of that. Let's see. Leslie?
What about a silent movie date?
No. Where we watch a silent movie?
Where you show a silent movie?
Oh, I could.
And the whole time, you have to mime what you want. Show me the ticket. Don't ask for the ticket. Put your hand out. Tear the ticket.
Wouldn't work.
The whole thing is silent. It's a silent movie date where you're silent on the date and at the movies. And you're silent in the house. You have to point at the candy you want.
This is just cruel.
And then you like fake applaud during the trailers.
Unbelievable.
I love silent movie date.
Silent movie date sucks my ass. Leslie says, the best news I've heard today is that you're not a fucking vegan anymore.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And that your movie date idea is interesting. It's definitely a sweet attempt to be romantic. I'm sure your date would laugh a lot. And who doesn't like that? If she doesn't enjoy it or laugh with you, she's probably not your type of girl anyway. Personally, a big white screen and projector with our favorite snacks would be a sweet date. And that's her having my back, I think, kinda. I said, thank you. And then she says, but no tickets or name tags, though.
That's funny in a weird way. I'm like, whatever, man. You got to have the whole thing. But again, look, if somebody wants to do this, but they want to like take some stuff out, that's fine too. Okay? Perfectly fine with that. You don't want the ticket guy? We don't have to do the ticket guy. Trailers are a must, though. You got to have the trailers. Trailers are fun. Concession stand guy, he's got to stay. Oh, here we go. This comes from Jay Murph. Says, maybe this is 1 year of lockdown talking, but movie theater date equals amazing. That's how they spelled it. It has all the ingredients of a great date. Thoughtful, creative, not to mention lots of snacks, and sounds like it would be hilarious. Love it. P.S. Pat needs to make a punk rock version. I'm thinking like a Sublime version of the What Does This Meme theme song. What does this meme theme song?
I'm going to come in like 2 weeks when we do the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to announce my divorce on the show.
Okay.
And then you're going to say, what happened? And I'm going to say, I tried the movie date.
Nope. What's going to happen is in 2 weeks.
And if we realize we're not the same people anymore.
In 2 weeks.
And that, what we thought we had in common, we don't.
Here's what's going to happen in 2 weeks.
We didn't even get to the candy part.
Nope.
It ended at the Ticket Terror. The Ticket Terror.
Played by me. You brought me into it. Here's what's going to happen. You're going to do the movie date for Amira, and in 2 weeks, you're going to make me your best man at your vowel renewal. How about that?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It sounded like you said the vowel removal.
The bowel removal. You shit all over my movie date, you fuck.
It's perfect.
Oh, my God. Teresa Al Nutter says, holy shit, Pat. Way to rock the meme song. Go back 2 episodes. You'll hear the metal, scary, demon, devil version of What Does This Meme Song. Brazil Bum says, is this something Dave Downtown would say? A blanket is functionally pants with a relaxed enough agenda.
That's pretty funny.
That is pretty funny. I don't know if he'd say that. I feel like there is some weird disconnect with people knowing about Dave, because like I think people think they get Dave.
The thing about him is he's despicable.
Yeah.
He was an example of who not to be as a dude.
Right.
And he's become the most popular person on our show.
It's so weird. He came from a real person. A real person said out loud to a friend of mine, the date was bombing. He was bombing. And this dude rolls out and he goes, shoots his one last shot and says, do you want me to go down on you? And my friend's like, why the fuck would I want that? Which turned into some weird New Yorker door-to-door door salesman.
I need to start saying stuff like that when I'm failing. Like, if I'm pitching a show to a network.
Yeah.
And there's a moment of silence, and then I'm like, should I go down on you? Do you think I should go down on you? You want me to go down on you?
You want me to go down?
I could just go down on you.
I'll go down on you. Just get my baking show up and running. The Alan Brand sent the show something. This is a real Dave Downtown thing to do. And it's a TikTok. This woman's real story.
So I was supposed to go on a date tonight with a guy from Bumble. And like an hour before our date, he messaged me and he's like, hey, I'm kind of nervous about COVID. Have you had a negative COVID test recently? Do you have any symptoms? And I was like, no, I work from home. I haven't had any symptoms, but I also haven't been tested recently. If it makes you feel more comfortable, we can reschedule. I can go get a test before that date. So he ended up canceling on me. And to make up for canceling, he proceeded to send me an unsolicited dick pic on Snapchat. And he claimed it was to keep me interested. So that's where I'm at in my dating life.
Okay. That's terrible. But that's not a Dave Downtown move. Dave is ashamed of his penis, which is why he spends so much time down on women.
Yeah.
He doesn't want you to see his
dick. He actually doesn't want to fuck you.
Has no intentions of fucking. You will never see Dave's dick. You'll always see a little squirt's dick. He is constantly throwing that out there. But Dave is ashamed of it, which is why he takes so much pride in going down on women, which is why he has no qualms with getting maced or if having drinks thrown in his face. Hey, just don't look at it, and I'll go down on you.
Here's the thing about it. It's not that Dave's is small. It's a total curlicue.
It bends
almost all the way into a circle. It points back at him.
It's like a donut.
It's like a donut.
He's got a donut dick.
Dave Downtown has a donut dick.
He's got a fucking... he's got like a... what are those dogs that have real curly tails?
Pigs?
He's got a pigtail dick.
He's got a pigtail dick.
And that's Dave's biggest hang-up.
Yeah.
Is his pigtail dick.
Yeah.
Which is why...
But you'll never get there because he's going to get you to...
He'll always finish you off and then leave. Man, he doesn't... He feels like if you get to know him below the waist, you won't want him.
Yeah.
He's ashamed of himself, which is why he has so much bravado up top.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he thinks he's doing you a favor.
He really does.
He really thinks he's magnificent at what he does.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I don't know if he's good. I don't know. I'm assuming he's not.
I think he puts a lot into it. That's not necessary.
Yeah.
I think he does it fast. I think it's wet. I think he gets a spit working when he's doing it. Yeah, he gnaws while he's down there.
And then he goes Godzilla.
No, he makes that sound that people make when they're eating, which is...
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ew!
Oh, no.
I hate it. I hate it so much. I hate that. Oh, it's in me. I can feel it in me. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Dave.
David. He's so doing that down there. Ew. We got an email in, sort of like an update about what's going on in our listeners' lives, dtbffpodcast@gmail.com. You can also call in the show, right, Pat?
You can. That number is 323-379-5544.
Trevor writes in, he says, subject heading, my ex-best friend. Hey, fellas. Thank you for some great laughs and great advice. I'm writing today to let you know that you have helped me to get over the loss of my best friend of 20 years, but not to a tragedy, but because of political opinions. He and his family viewed things and political individuals as a godsend hero, and I on the other side. We had some conversations about opinions, and we always ended the conversation in a peaceful manner. We would text, tweet, and DM on Instagram back and forth about sports and other non-political things. Out of nowhere, he stopped replying and even reading my messages. The last message he read from me was the beginning of October. It's now March 9th as this message is being written. I called him to no avail and left him a message to see what was going on and if we were all right, and he never responded. I was very mad to know that my best friend of 20 years has ghosted me and because of political opinions and views. Thank you to the show that I have gotten over that, and I now feel comfortable saying to him with two middle fingers in the air, fuck you. I have gotten to the point that I don't give a shit about him. If he is willing to throw away 20 years of friendship over a political view, then now so am I. So thank you for all of your help. Sincerely, Trevor, #fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em.
Fuck 'em. Fuck 'em.
Yeah, good.
There was an article today about how damaged our society's been over the last couple of years because of politics.
Oh, yeah.
Like real rifts in families, real like people splitting up and not talking anymore and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. And no one's listening anymore to each other.
I'm so happy I live in a bubble. I live in a bubble.
Yep.
I live in the bubbliest bubble of all bubbles.
Yep.
I never have to confront an idea that isn't already mine.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it.
What a wonderful world.
I love it. I don't argue with people because we're all right.
We're all right. Reddit remix. Sometimes they're long, sometimes they're real short.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What do you like, the long ones or the short ones?
Do I have to like any of them?
You don't have to like any of them. It could be your least favorite thing about me.
No, I like them.
Oh, okay.
I like them.
We got a Reddit remix here. Is it okay for me, a 19-year-old female, to ask out my former high school math teacher, who's 26 or 27, now that we are both students at the same university? Story goes back to my freshman year when I had a massive, massive crush on my math teacher. I've always been a good writer, but terrible at math, and he took me from basically non-functioning math idiot to seriously looking into pre-med because my math and science got so much better.
Wow.
Good for him. Good for you.
I had him again junior year, and I was probably more than schoolgirl crush in love with him. But he left mid-year because he got an offer to get his PhD in physics at the State University in our city, which is also where I'm going to school now. Things have been weird on campus, obviously, but I was so excited to see him last semester when I had in-person days. We are both around on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we get coffee every morning at 10, then eat lunch together at 2. Those four occasions are the highlight of my week. This chick's just fucking in love, man.
Yeah,
oh my
totally.
God, she is smitten. Despite him being a little bit older, we have so much in common, and it's such easy conversations. I'm clever enough to ask the right questions to know he's not dating anyone, and I make it crystal clear I'm single, but he's never taken the bait to ask me out. Is it okay for me to take the initiative and just ask him on a real date, even if he was my teacher? That's gotta
be. I mean,
be.
I don't have a problem with the age difference.
No, of course not.
It's really not even that. It's not that drastic.
Yeah, he's 27, maybe.
You waited until now.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with
that. I would be a little gun-shy that he hasn't asked you out already. You've made yourself readily available.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe he can only see you as a student, and so hasn't even considered it.
Yeah, maybe that's fucking with him. Maybe
it could be.
Yeah.
I mean, I would go for it.
Yeah. Yeah, ask him out. See what happens. The worst thing is no. But man, the way she talks about him, he's everything to her.
He taught her math.
And he taught her math. I've never taught anybody math.
And she decided to change careers because of it, or she decided upon a career because of it.
Yeah. I would assume, if I'm in his headspace, that's an ex-student, and that's probably not going to look very good.
Yeah.
So I need to be as friendly as possible.
I never was in love with any of my teachers except for one. I was in kindergarten. Uh-huh. My kindergarten teacher was beautiful.
Yeah,
and I knew I liked girls then.
What was her name?
Sally Krill.
Sally Krill.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Fuck, she was so hot. She was super hot. And is that one of those weird things? Like, I didn't realize, like, I was young enough to know that I liked her, but I didn't know what any of that meant.
Yeah.
I just wanted to go stand near her all
mm-hmm,
the time.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I loved when it was time to go up and get a milk.
Go up and get a milk. What a funny sentence.
Yeah. That's why I always like milk.
We got off track, but I guess we gave her her answer.
Yeah, go for it.
Ask him out. Ask him out. Take him to go get some cheese. What do you guys think? What do you think about this entire episode? I want our audience to tell us what they thought about our first letter, our Reddit remix, the middle part where the movie date has been fighting for its right to exist. DTBFFpodcast@gmail.com. If you want bonus episodes, we have them over at Patreon, patreon.com/DTBFFpodcast. Follow the show on Instagram at DTBFFpodcast. And Redbubble, filled to the brim.
We couldn't have more merchandise.
I mean, we have so much merchandise.
Good merchandise. Pillows.
Pillows. We got shirts. We got fucking cut-off tees. We got Always Be Blocking merch.
Yeah.
Which is also on all that same stuff. We got masks, which if you get your shot... Get your shots. We might discontinue the mask. We don't need to use that mask anymore. Hopefully, we don't sell a Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers mask again.
Yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, you can also get pins with my face on them. Put your goal on it. Pin it to your body. What do you want to accomplish? Look at my beautiful face.
I remember back when the show had an agenda.
We had an agenda.
It was about something.
We didn't go on a fucking milk to cheese tirade.
Yeah.
And then if you're interested in any of the stand-up stuff that I do, you can get my album, you can see my special. If you want to see upcoming shows, go to caneholloway.com. It's all there.
It's Gregor's. Reach out over there on Instagram about coaching.
Don't take bullshit from fuckers.
Fuck them.
Hey there. If you like the show, you can find bonus episodes and more at our Patreon at patreon.com/DTBFFpodcast. And then rate the show 5 stars on iTunes because it's the right thing to do. All music by The Raining Monarchs, produced by Patrick Elliott.